righty, Aloha Morning Sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Why, thank you, sir. NFL may be a step closer to ending the lockout. ESPN reports that owners and players have agreed in principle to a rookie wage scale. That item has been a major hurdle in the ongoing labor negotiations. Derek Holland threw his second straight complete game shutout as the Rangers put down the Mariners yesterday 5-0. Holland scattered just five hits with eight strikeouts to improve to 8-4 on the year. Texas manager Ron Washington says Holland was quite impressive.
He definitely have the repertoire. You know, that's two in a row. He's throwing the ball the way we know he's capable of throwing it. No, he can't throw a shutout every time. But if he can stay consistent like that, throwing the ball in the strike zone, I think he's going to be fine. He really did an outstanding job tonight.
Three other games in the American League yesterday. Cleveland over Baltimore. Toronto beat up the Yankees. And Minnesota doubled up Kansas City. Three in the National League. Florida downed the Cubs. Colorado clobbered Milwaukee. And San Diego fell to San Francisco in extra innings. And if you're a golfer, listen up. Ian Baker Finch, former British Open champion and CBS golf analyst, going to be in town on Monday at Pronghorn. Going to be doing the Devon's Destiny charity event, and you can have yourself a little bit of a clinic along with Mr. Baker Finch. Beer, wine, and bottled water will be provided for your $20 donation to attend the clinic, and there's a reception afterwards. That is a nice little thing to do for Central Oregon. Devon's Destiny provides birthday parties. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Tammy Sawyer was in Deschutes County Court yesterday. The Bend real estate broker was formally charged with criminal mistreatment and aggravated theft for stealing more than $50,000 from Thomas Middleton, an elderly man who lived in her home. Hundreds of people in the Bend authorities believe these cases could involve organized crime. Police say upwards of 200 people could be affected. And close to 2,000 people may turn out this afternoon for the Kirby Nagelhout Memorial Service at Bend High School. Friends, family, and coworkers say his construction projects and generosity affected thousands of people in Oregon. That's a look at our headlines today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
And a very good morning to you. Coming up, we'll find out what's going on with your traffic and weather. We've got Rush Limbaugh on the way as well. And today being Friday for your town, we get to do some entertainment reports.
And the big story of the day is Harry Potter. The midnight openings last night all around the country shattered previous box office records for midnight openings.
Really?
It's amazing.
Huh. And it's definitely over. This is it, as far as we know.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Also, do you remember that rally we talked about a few months ago? It's up in Redmond. It's a RV rally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's 3,000. Going on. Started Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
I was up around there yesterday. Just the number of RVs up there is just incredible.
Huge. So welcome to all those folks who are up at the rally this week, and we're glad to have you in Central Oregon. Come back and see us, but it's huge.
There's some fun things going on. I'll try to look that up for the entertainment report because they've got some things for regular old folks, not just the ones who are at the rally. You can go and party and celebrate and have fun with them.
Okay. More information on what's happening for your weekend coming up.